Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Fake to Connor. Murray on the rollout. Looking deep for Harrison! Oh, Marvin Harrison Jr. to the end zone! Touchdown again!
Kind of a Buffalo Bills football Monday. Highlights from around the league. Highlights of the game. That game was Marvin Harrison. He had better highlights against the Rams than he did against the Bills. Highlights brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next.
Also, the Kyler Murray revenge game in our fantasy meeting this week because you traded him to me last year.
Yep.
And then he proceeded to have the best game of his career.
And one of the best games ever quarterbacked in NFL history.
Really?
If you go by QBR.
Because he only attempted 21 passes.
We'll make these the Skyworks stats of the game. Brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. Funny thing about when you're able to pop around, see all these games instead of focusing on the Bills and watching the Bills in one game, you've got Kyler Murray, who had one of the best games ever.
Yep.
Derek Carr had possibly the best game ever quarterbacked on a QBR scale that goes from 0 to 100, right? Everyone kind of gets that, 0 to 100. You don't have to understand how QBR works. The only reason Carr does not have technically the best quarterback game of all time is he did not throw enough passes to qualify, I think is the final number of it.
How many did he throw?
He went for, against the Cowboys.
Let's see, I'm almost there. It was 44 to...
Oh, there's a different game, I guess, because he did throw an interception, so it couldn't be perfect.
He was 11 of 16 for 243 yards, two touchdowns and a pick.
Yeah.
QBR of 99.4.
There you go. But that's not enough passes to be considered the best game of all time.
You gotta get to 20, maybe?
Yeah, so even with an interception.
Man.
Yep. They hit Rashid Shaheed for big plays. They hit Kamara for big plays.
I mean, he averaged 20 yards of completion in this game. Olave finally got going a little bit, didn't he, too?
Yep, a little bit. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Asking you for your takeaways of week two. What'd you see on Sunday? What'd you see in the late game, whether that's Texans, Bears? And
how many teams are you really worried about?
Who's
right now?
Good, right?
Right, like, I'm not... I still want to put some respect on the Ravens, but I kind of thought they would be down this year at the start. So right now, like, I'm worried about the Chiefs the way you normally would be, and there's nobody else where I'm going, man, the Bills better look out when they play blank. The Bills better, you know, keep an eye on this team. Like, one eye on the next game, one eye on who?
The
Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs for the one seed, of course, but they don't look great. They don't look great in part because their offense, maybe that's what you would say, pass protection issues or whatever. I mean, they throw to Worthy yesterday. Mahomes gets picked throwing it to Worthy. It's not a great throw. I mean, he's not open, first off, and then the throw is probably not where it needs to be.
Yeah, I mean, you made the right point earlier, like what Hollywood Brown being out for the year, like that might be really impactful because Worthy is a rookie, and if Kelsey is going to be slow played or he's just a little bit, you know, older and he's a little less athletic, that's a team where, you know, the Bills in their ground and pound game with James Cook, like the Chiefs have leaned into a run game in their own right. Like Isaiah Pacheco, what was the split yesterday? Mahomes had 25 attempts and Pacheco had 19 carries. Carson Steele, by the way, had 7 carries. So they ran.
And a fumble.
They had 32 rush attempts in the game and 25 pass attempts. So, okay, the Chiefs want to run the ball, right? And their running back was seen on crutches after the game yesterday. And did you see the injury? He got caught under a guy on the final drive and got bent back. Like, I don't know. That could be a bad injury.
Yeah.
So I'm not here to tell you the Chiefs are doomed if their seventh round running back of a couple years ago is injured. But they clearly want to run the ball. And he is their workhorse. Like, he is the easy number one guy. And if he's out, like, you're down to this undrafted rookie Carson Steele maybe being their starting running back. all right, let's see if you can run the ball. Because if you're going to try to drop back and throw it all the time, like, they don't look like they have this massive improved room of weapons that we thought they did.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Whatever game you watched, whatever takeaway you've got, you can share it with us. And we'll get in some stuff on Tua as well. A lot of good context on Tua from whether it's Manti Te'o, Bart Scott, Teddy Bruschi spoke on the idea of, like, coming back to play when they tell you you shouldn't. We'll play his comments. His were very, very good. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bruschi had a stroke, and should I come back? What can I do? I've got a thing implanted in my brain. How will that work? He told the stories of his conversations with doctors and with his family, and it was important. So Tua appears to be planning to come back, and that'll be met with, you know, criticism, concern, definitely concern. No doubt about that. We'll go to the phones. Connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. West of New York's number one Kia dealer. Paul in Buffalo. Hey, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. You know, the best team without a doubt I've ever rooted for in my life was the late 90s Yankees. And besides being as skillful as any other team in baseball in that era, they were also lucky.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thing bounced right for them. Of course, you know, a kid Jeffrey Mayer would stick his hand over and catch a ball for them in Baltimore. Of course, when Derek Jeter drifts over to the right foul line, he's going to relay a perfect flip to Jorge Posada, who's going to make a tag on Jeremy Giambi. These things just always fell right for the 90s Yankees, and their luck never changed until Game 7 of the 0-1 World Series against the Colorado Rockies, when Mariano Rivera gives up a blooper to Luis Gonzalez to end that series. And I hate to say this, but of course there was going to be and it was a good pass interference call, but of course the Bengal player was going to get there early when he didn't really have to, and Kansas City was going to win that game, because besides being as good as any team in the NFL, they're simply luckier. And until something happens in a playoff game, a catastrophic blunder by Kansas City that just blows it for them, I just don't think... I believe in luck. They have it. I don't know why, but they do.
Yeah, they've had it. I mean, they have had it in a sense against the Bengals, because that's two games now I can remember ending on game-winning Chief field goals because they were set up by Bengal penalties.
Yep.
The AFC Championship game, was the AFC Championship game or was it a divisional round? AFC Championship, right? Where Mahomes is running out of bounds and a Bengal linebacker just decides, I'm going to hit him. Game over. Game over, right? The Chiefs didn't do anything to make that guy decide to do that. They got lucky that the Bengal linebacker didn't realize maybe where he was or was just playing reckless and hit Mahomes out of bounds. 15-yard penalty, game over with a field goal for Butker. That play yesterday, maybe you could say a little more like they caused it, because, you know, there's a play there that Rice is there. He's in front of the defender. The defender's got to time it better, and he probably can just knock it down. But you know, that's a little lucky, right? That the defender just decides, I'm going to climb over Rashee Rice's back to try to get this football and take the penalty because now they're in field goal range. If he doesn't do that, if he waits and times it properly, then ball down, game over. Bengals win.
Yep.
So there is luck. There's luck involved.
There's luck for a lot of these teams, and these games are so close. I mean, one of Tom Brady's Super Bowls is very unlucky in that David Tyree makes that catch. And one is very lucky in that Malcolm Butler jumps and intercepts Russell Wilson at the 1 yard line or in the end zone or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's definitely luck, and the Bills get some. For me, the point you're making, Paul, about of course they're going to get that flag, it is just. I make a joke about the NFL writers, and anybody saying, like, oh, what did the script writers do this year? If the NFL had script writers, they'd be fired for doing the same thing every season. Guys, we're going to need something other than the Chiefs winning in their stadium against Cincinnati with a flag.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do something else. This is boring.
Right.
It's exhausting. If you're, I think about it this way. I know, you know, you're more used to leaving games because you, I've seen this before. They're going to lose. I'm out of here. I'm exhausted. I've seen this movie too many times. I legitimately had the thought yesterday, if when the flag goes on 4th and 16 for the Chiefs to win, if a Chiefs fan wouldn't say, I'm out of here. I've seen this before. They're going to kick it and they're going to win.
Yeah.
I know how this happens.
Did you hear Jim Nance going into the 2-minute warning? Maybe we can find the, I don't know if the clip is out there. They're going into the break. So like, okay, 2-minute warning, Chiefs have the ball, and they're about to go to commercial. And Jim Nance goes something along the lines of, all right, 2-minute warning, we'll see how this one ends. I have a feeling it might come down to Butker's right foot to win it at the end. To win, I think he said to win it at the end.
Yeah.
Like, Nance told you exactly what was going to happen because he's seen it 10 times.
A million times.
He's like, yeah, it's going to come down to Butker.
How are we not exhausted by it?
I mean, I am exhausted by it. Aren't we? Aren't we exhausted by it?
Yes.
Is everybody exhausted by it, though?
Yes.
They should be.
Isn't Mahomes exhausted by it? Hey, you guys won again on the last play on a field goal after a flag. They won a Super Bowl on a flag. There was a tie game with the Philadelphia Eagles, and they got Bradbury for a pass interference to set up a chip shot field goal.
That's right. Yep.
It's not. It's just obnoxious.
Hey, I'm hesitant to do the penalty thing too much, though. I know I've got like 80,000 likes on a tweet about the Chiefs getting penalties yesterday, but I do hesitate to do the penalty thing with the Chiefs because I don't want to just sound like, oh, the league's out to make the Chiefs the best team.
No, I don't. Like, I don't want to sound that like that either, and that's why I'm saying like any idea that there's a fix being in.
Right,
the fix is
right.
Boring. Fix it some other way.
Anything.
Suspend an opponent. Really, do anything else.
Yeah.
We've even seen he's hurt. We're going to need their backup to play for a drive. I'm sure that'll happen this year.
Yeah. Man, they are, speaking of luck, by the way, aren't they lucky that the Rashee Rice suspension hasn't kicked in yet and isn't coming till next year?
Unbelievably lucky.
Because he is their only thing that is really, like, that's their, he caught a deep touchdown yesterday, and that's not even really his thing, right? He's more middle of the field, yak stuff, slot, and there he is running up the sidelines by a defender for a touchdown yesterday. Like, Rice is their, that's Mahomes' guy right now, and I mean, there's a very strong argument that he should not be on the field right now because he got in a multi-car accident, left the scene, and injured a bunch of people during the summer. And then got arrested again, I think, in a nightclub. Like, he probably shouldn't be on the field right now. But he is, and the Chiefs, like, clearly, clearly need him.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Closing in on the start of Sabre season as well. Prospects Challenge going on from Harbor Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we'll keep you updated on the start of Sabre season, which is getting close. Camp is
next week,
yes.
I think. I mean, we're 5 days away from their first preseason game. I got a quick Sabres question to get you later that I got asked on a podcast this weekend, and I didn't know how to answer it.
All right. Jeremy and Joe, you give us a call on WGR.